Later today, the Seattle City Council is set to approve new regulations governing micro-housing. The bill will set new minimum requirements for tiny apartments and dorm-style projects. But developers say the regulations will kill off these projects entirely. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Linda Alexander is an Eastlake resident who has seen micro-housing projects go up with no notice to the surrounding neighborhood. Smaller apartment buildings are being demolished and replaced with dozens of tiny efficiency apartments or dorm rooms. The city council's legislation will set a minimum unit size and require that all these projects undergo a design review by the city. Alexander has developed multifamily housing in Seattle. She knows the review can be frustrating, but she says these projects merit it.
It's not as expensive as they say. I've done it many times.
Alexander says it's important for developers to be able to make a profit so the city has more housing, but she says these regulations are a reasonable response.
I think the city has a duty to define what is the basic standard of habitability. And I think that they have done this in Councilmember O'Brien's bill.
Councilmember Mike O'Brien's original bill was more flexible on unit size, but ultimately the council amended his bill to mandate a 220-square-foot minimum for these apartments. O'Brien has mixed feelings about that concept. He says the city needs to make sure the units are safe, but going beyond that just hurts low-income renters.
I do think that at some point a unit is so small that it's just not habitable. But I personally think it's with a ton of caution we have to go through if we start setting square foot minimums on who can live where.
Mayor Ed Murray sent a letter to council members outlining his concerns about some of the new regulations, which he says could make these projects cost prohibitive. Roger Valdez of the developers group Smart Growth Seattle says these rules will drive up rents and make these projects no longer viable. He was happy when Mayor Murray signaled he might veto these regulations, but now Valdez says the city is sending mixed messages on whether that will happen. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.